Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about the ransom that was paid for my sin. As we go through what is commonly known as Passion Week, it's a time that we get to focus exclusively on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We read in Ephesians chapter 7, in Him, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. And so Easter is a time that we focus on the redemption that was purchased for us. The word redemption means to release someone from bondage by the payment of a ransom. And so the emphasis for the believer is a picture of Christ paying the ransom to set us free from sin. In other words, once the payment is made, the newly ransomed person has the chains of sin taken off, and he walks away with his new master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone gave the example of Jesus walking into the marketplace and sees us bowed down with guilt and shame and both hands being tied up, being mistreated by Satan or slave owner, and unable to move about freely. And so Jesus goes up to Satan and he says, "How much do you want for this sinner?" And Satan plays hardball and says, "Well, I don't think you can afford this one." And Jesus says, "Well, don't worry about how much I have. Just name your price." And Satan says, "This sinner can be yours if you're willing to pay the price with your own blood." And Jesus looked at him and said, "Done." See, this is what Chris Tomlin was trying to communicate when he wrote the words, "My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace." And so as we celebrate our redemption this Easter season, may we grow in our love and appreciation for what Christ has accomplished for us on the cross of Calvary. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.